What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to get into the baseball stuff a little bit, BT. I did not have the chance to talk about Soto yet again yesterday. I know we did it all day Monday, but that was more reacting from the Subway Series, not about the lack of hustle and all this stuff. And you asked me on Monday if I could go back and do the contract again, would I? And you thought for sure that I would say yes, 100%. And I didn't, right? I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. What was happening is, now that I had a day to digest it and think about it, the insecurities were creeping in. And I don't want that to happen anymore. And it's not going to happen. Coming off of the series with the Yankees, and I was there Friday night, so I felt the force of the Yankee fan. I saw Soto not embarrass himself, but obviously not have anywhere near the impact that I expected. The insecurity started to creep in. Then you heard all the stuff about, oh, he wants to be with the Yankees. Michael Kay comes out with his report.
Mm-hmm. Bob Klapisch had something.
Klapisch, we went over the Klapisch article. To me, now it's gone overboard the other way. And I think that it was feasting on, the reason why the story may have had some legs, at least from my perspective, it was feasting on the insecurities of Met fans. Worst fears coming true. The guy signed with us, but he misses the Yankees and wants to be there. And maybe there is some truth to that early on, but think about this. How many relationships have we broken up in or whatever or moved on where it was like, oh man, I missed that or missed this. And then eventually you move on, you realize, you know what? It wasn't that good, or there's a reason why I made this decision. I'm not trying to minimize the Yankees. I'm just giving an example. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why Juan Soto made that decision. Even if it's for his family, there's a reason why he made it. There's a reason why he felt comfortable. It wasn't just because his mother said so. Like, maybe his mom said, hey, we prefer this because of the family. So look at all the reasons why he chose the Mets. He came ultimately to that decision. And could he be questioning it? Could he be doubting it maybe? Could he not be feeling himself just yet? Sure. Eventually, he will, because he's Juan bleeping Soto, and they're playing a game of baseball in which he happens to be terrific at. So I'm not letting the insecurities creep in, and I'm trusting that eventually, now I can't say when that's going to happen, eventually Juan Soto is going to look like Juan Soto, and all this stuff, which I believe is legitimate, is all going to be forgotten and be for naught. Like, there are some ridiculous things going on. Trade Juan Soto to the Yankees or Soto. You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff.
I don't want him.
Yeah. Well, I
would turn that down.
It's a different perspective from the Yankee fan.
Yep.
I mean, Soto's the one guy. The Yankee fans are, you know, they don't want him back. Soto doesn't want to be with the Mets. Mets fans maybe want him out soon. Like, it's just chaos right now. But ultimately, if you seep through those insecurities, acknowledge them, and understand they're real, and I really do believe that that's where it was coming from, a place of insecurity. Like, come on, this is the one guy that we stole away from the Yankees that we want to be ours, and now he misses them? Like, that's that, you don't want to hear that. But I don't think that that's the true case, and I think ultimately Soto will be just fine. Also, on top of that, I think the stuff about the hustle, to me, has been overblown. I don't even care about that. Just make impact hits, go hit home runs. I don't care about the hustle.
I'm going to see, that's where I'm going, because I think the other stuff part is going to resolve itself. So, use the word chaos before. And, you know, it's one thing for a story maybe to have more legs than it should. We've been through that song and dance with certain things in this city for sure. I think the reason it's morphed into chaos is because he's making it worse. If his body language was better and if he was actually hustling down the line, we would not have chaos. We might have a little bit of a situation. We might have some questions. It wouldn't overrun the news cycle, which it has for the last 2 days, and that's what he can control. You know, you were out yesterday, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, I say this all the time. People are probably tired of hearing it. Hey, control what you can control. I tell my kids that from, you know, the first time they could really understand what Daddy was saying. And even at their age now, I think sometimes they still don't understand it, which drives me nuts because I say it all the time. Control what you can control. Well, all right, you know, if the teacher is this, well, you can't control that. Up makes a bad call. Can't control it. How hard you run? Yep. How long you study? Yep. You can control that. You know, do you make your bet? Yep. I can control that. So what Juan Soto can control, he's got to start controlling, because once he does that, then I think the other stuff dissipates.
Right, but the guy's not,
I really do.
He's not Pete Rose. I mean, give me the prime example. There are two examples that people are hanging on to as far as the lack of hustle. By the way,
talking about the Sunday night play with up to the right of DJ LeMahieu. Obviously out of the box the other night. Yeah. Well, that was the one, and then of course off the monster. Those two.
Correct. So those two. But before we even get into that, Did we once last year? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we watch every second of every pitch for both games, especially during the summer, take some time off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was it once, refresh my memory, ever an issue about Juan Soto and hustle with the Yankees last year?
No, but because the production was phenomenal.
Okay,
and you can put up with that stuff. But that's why we didn't get too mad about with Torres, but then he started becoming a 250 hitter.
But
like, labor, you got to start running.
But my point is that it's not like Juan Soto has a history of not hustling. This is who Juan Soto is. I don't need him to bust it out of the box, especially on a ball that he thinks is gone.
It's
now,
a bad look, Sal.
It's a bad look because of what happened the night before.
Exactly.
But even that, I can come. Like, I've seen plenty of players before who I don't think are hustling. Head down.
We've seen it with Vientos this year.
You've seen,
early
on.
In, with the Marlins series. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, we talked about that.
So to me, that's a little different than what I saw Sunday night. Now, you know, in real time, before they even play the Red Sox, in real time, I was like, I don't have a big issue with the Soto play.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit the ball, you know, it was a half-ass swing.
Yeah,
it's where you are, but whatever. And I think it was more just like he was frustrated with himself with the at-bat. And then he realized almost immediately, like he didn't dog it out of the box and walk down the line. He realized midway through, if not immediately, I got to start running here. And he did. Okay, was it the best thing? No, but I don't think it was a big deal. The Boston game, and again, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just telling you how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a ball that he thought was gone, and it hit off the wall. He should have been at second. Here's also what shows
me. I know he stole second, but that's not the point, though.
No, it's not, but it does show me that his head's in the right place because he knows. Like, people had issue with him saying afterward, no, I don't think it's an issue. He knows what he did wrong. And if there is a real problem there, I know that Carlos Mendoza is going to be the right guy to fix it. But I don't see a lack of hustle problem with Soto. I see a lack of comfort, a lack of production, a struggling problem.
Okay.
I don't think it's a lack of hustle.
Okay, now think about this. Sal might not think there's a lack of hustle. I happen to do, but say if I agreed with you, then Brandon might not think there's a lack of hustle, but Mendoza does. He said it. He said, yep, I see it. We're going to have to talk to him. So to me, when the manager, and I gave him a lot of credit for handling that yesterday, like there were two ways to go. He's fine. Or, hey, that's basically you got to be better. And I thought Mendoza showed why he's probably going to be here for a long time and be a very good manager because he owned it. He was transparent. Don't lie to us, man. And I didn't hear the open to Evan and Tiki show yesterday. So when I got in the car, I had to make a call. But I saw some things on social, and that was Evan's reaction, and I agree. You know, Evan's like, you can't lie to us. Like, when you try to lie to us about something that is so patently offensive or true, and when you don't hustle, that is offensive for the outrageous prices that we pay, you can't have it. So I would have preferred that Soto said, hey, you know, just almost shows some vulnerability, but he never does that. He's very robotic, which is fine. That's part of his greatness from a hitting perspective. But I was concerned, Sal, whether the noise was too much and unfair. There was noise going into the first game against the Red Sox based on what he did out of the box on the base hit, or almost hit up the middle with DJ when he snagged it, right? You would think just common sense, human nature says, all right, I got to wake up a little bit here. I can't will a ball over the fence, but damn it, I can hustle down the line. And he still didn't do it. That's not good.
But it is a unique.
That doesn't look good.
It is a unique circumstance where he hammered the ball off the monster. Even Mendoza, who said, I got to talk to him, said that in that spot, he thought he got it. And like it wasn't, to me, that was just an error in judgment as opposed to a lack of hustle from Soto.
And Pete did the same thing.
Yeah.
And then Pete got thrown out at second base.
Yeah, so did anybody. Anybody ripping on Pete Alonso for it?
No. Oh. But we did rip him on the throws and the flip to first base. And Pete's also got more equity here.
Right now,
Juan Soto's a slightly above average player for the New York Mets.
Well,
Pete Alonso broke the rookie home run record with 53 bombs.
But those are two different things.
I know they are, but he's got some equity is all I'm saying.
But my point is that, yes, you can criticize him for his production. That's what I have been first, more so than anybody else. Criticizing him for lack of hustle to me is just piling on and unnecessary. We can see it two different ways,
But do you think it's unfair for us to do that?
I think it
or
comes
unnecessary,
from...
Or because those are two very different things.
Why are we piling on Pete Alonso?
Maybe you should.
Okay, fair enough. Then I'm not going to get on him. Again, I think he made a mistake. But if we're going to get on Juan Soto for it, why not Pete Alonso? Then every player that you watch every single night better be busting their hump out of that batter's box. And they don't do it.
I know.
And it's okay. Certain times it's glaring. Certain times it's necessary. for me, it's not necessary with Juan Soto. And I think these were two examples that had circumstance behind it. That's all that I'm
saying. Listen, I get it. And we obviously have different views on this, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that to me, you know, my consistency with this is I used to just eviscerate Gleyber Torres. He used to drive me nuts. You know,
he did it repeatedly.
I know. I got no tolerance for lack of effort. I understand, you know, sports are hard. We simplified on the radio. Come on, hit a home run. Why are you hitting 230? Because it's hard. That's why I'm hitting 230, okay? We really know that. When we actually look at it intellectually, it is very hard what all these guys try to do. Yo, Jalen Brunson, we love you, but, you know, you shot 4-for-17. Why? I don't know, because I had a 6'6 defender, and they were draping a double team on me, and they move like the wind, and they jump out of the gym. That's why. I get it. But you can truly control effort. And the one thing about Juan Soto, Sal, is that, you know, he's got to be aware that the Met fan, they saw every night what he did for the Yankees. They saw it. And, I mean, I don't really think that he pimped too often without it going over the fence. But when you're hitting 246, whatever it might be, and I do believe he's going to be better. I think we all do, much better. It's been a lackluster presentation of your level of engagement and your level of, at least perceived, to be fair, perceived happiness. You got to change the narrative. And the first way you do that is by getting those people who are jumping in now, you know, ready to stone you in the court of public opinion. Oh, he doesn't even run now. Just run, and the noise is going to get more quiet.
No question about it. Unfortunate timing. And I'm not trying to make excuses, but I just saw it differently.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.